Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads in Boksburg, there's been a collision on the R21 south near the N12 highway, causing some queuing traffic there. And another accident in Kempton Park on the R24 east near Barbara Road. The traffic is backed up in that area as well.
The Helen Suzman Foundation has welcomed the Department of Home Affairs establishments of the Immigration Advisory Board. The board will provide expert advice on immigration policies. Nominations are due by Saturday. Come Wednesday, fuel prices will drop to its lowest level in over a year. The decreases are attributed to, among others, a much stronger rand. Here's economist Azad Jameen.
It is far from clear whether fuel prices will continue dropping beyond this coming month. A lot will depend on what international oil prices and the rand do. Geopolitical factors have a big role to play.
And the start of the highly anticipated reopening of the inquests into the murders of the anti-apartheid activists known as the Craddock Four has been postponed to June next year. The families were back at the Qebe High Court today seeking justice almost 40 years after the assassination of the victims at the hands of the apartheid regime. I'm Chanel Sipchim. I'll be back with more news at 5.
We start off with some rugby news. The Springboks are hopeful and a little bit optimistic that Captain Siya Kolisi will be available to face the All Blacks in Cape Town on Saturday, despite taking a severe knock to the face in Johannesburg this past weekend. The 33-year-old left the field in a bloody mess in the 58th minute after being on the receiving end of an apparent high tackle from former captain Sam Kane. And with 3 wins from 3 so far in the rugby championship, a victory on Saturday will go a long way towards securing the first title in the rugby championship since 2019. Italy playmaker Tommaso Allan, earlier today, will continue his absence from Test rugby because of family reasons. The Azzurri's second highest point scorer, Allan, who plays for French club Perpignan, announced in February that he would put his international career on hold to prioritize spending time with his family. And Germany's men's football coach Julian Nagelsmann said earlier today that he tapped into Bayern Munich midfielder Joshua Kimmich as the new captain of the national side. Kimmich, he said, was a role model for the whole group, and Nagelsmann said in a press conference that this ahead of the Nations League fixture against Hungary in Dusseldorf that's happening on Saturday. In local football news, Mamelodi Sundowns a slow start to the season. The coach, Mangoba Mngaitie, says that he's not panicking just yet. The mighty Sundowns, who've been league champions for the past 7 seasons, were dumped out of the MTN 8 by Stellenbosch over the weekend. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.